Yeah, you're not supposed to know this stuff, right? I mean, you know, you learn it, right? And there's a lot of, and there's, you know, DMR's got as many as any. You know, probably the worst one of them all, in my opinion, is D-Star, that one. Because it doesn't make sense, whereas DMR, after, I guess it does, you know, so, kind of. There's just some parts that just don't, I guess they make sense, because that's the way it's done in D-Star, but, like, just in general, you know, whereas in DMR, I guess the color code is kind of like, well, why are they doing that? You know, I guess every repeater's got to have a color code. It's kind of like a PL, sort of, kind of. You know, once you figure that out, then everything else is about the, talk group. You know, you want to use what time slot is it on, and what's the ID and all that good stuff. So, you know, I suppose if you separate what's the repeater and what's the talk group, but, you know, the point is that nobody's going to know any of that stuff, so figuring it out is fine. And, you know, sometimes just getting an archive from somebody, sending a template, you know, an archive for your radio, you know, and then you can kind of look through it and doctor it to your taste, and, you know, so that'll help you learn, too. It's not like you got to figure it all out from scratch, you know, but, so I just want to be very clear. I'm not suggesting that, you know, you just got to sit there and figure it out. But, you know, figuring it out includes a lot of help. You know, I guess that's where I'm going with that. Anthony?
Yeah, I agree. You know, the one thing, when I was trying to put some time into figuring it out, there wasn't a bunch of people figuring it out at the same time, or even that I was aware of using it locally. So, you know, that changes it also, is once I started talking to all you guys and having, for lack of better terms, a community, that's when I really started figuring stuff out, because I had somebody to ask questions rather than just watching YouTube videos, which sometimes just confuses you even more. Over to you, Tim.